Jai Radhmadhuva Kunyavihare. Madhuva Kunyavihare. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardha Hote. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vardha Hote. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjaguna. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjaguna. Jabuna Tera Banachare. Yamuna te Ravana Chalute. Jai Hurad Umad Hova Kunyavi Chalute. Jai Hurad Madhuva Kunyavihagute. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya. Also Tara Satashi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharishila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sai Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha, Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturadam Kijai Jagannathaswami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Tulasi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Gol Premananda Hari Hari Gol. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Kniyamini. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pashtachate Shatari. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 10th Canto, 39th chapter, text 38. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavan Api Samprapto Ramakrura Yuto Ripa Vipena Vayu Vegena Kalindim Uga Nashinim. Bhagavan Bhagavan Api Sampraptahu Rama Krura Yutonrpa Retaina Vayu Vegena Kalindi Maganashinim Bhagavan Api Sampraptahu Akura Yutonrpa Retaina Vayu Vegena Kalindim Haganashinim Bhagavanapi Samprapto Rama Akura Yutonrpa Retaina Vayu Vegena Kalindim Aganashanim. Okay. Okay, Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Api, and Sampraptaha, arrived, Rama Akrura, Ayutaha, together with Balaram and Akrura, Ripa, O King Parikshit. Retaina by the chariot Vayu like the wind Vegena swift Kalindim at the river Kalindi Yamuna Aga sins Nashanim, which destroys. So translation. My dear king, the Supreme Lord Krishna, traveling as swiftly as the wind in that chariot with Lord Balarama and Akura, arrived at the river Kalindi, which destroys all sins. So you can repeat. My dear king, the Supreme Lord Krishna, traveling as swiftly as the wind in that chariot with Lord Balaram and Akrura, arrived at the river Kalindi, which destroys all sins. So, purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Jiva Goswami comments that Lord Krishna secretly lamented his separation from the gopis. These transcendental feelings of the Lord are part of a supreme pleasure potency. So in other words, he was feeling great separation from the gopis, but he had to keep it secret. So let's read the commentaries by Srila Jiva Goswami and others. Jiva Goswami comments that Krishna, who is praised in all Shruti and Smriti, also experienced suffering, just like the gopis. Since his very nature is to be soft because of the prema of his devotees. However, he hid those feelings since he was grave, gambhira. This can be understood from the many messengers that he sent back. He went because he had necessary duties to perform since he was the Supreme Lord, blah, blah, blah. But still, because he could not tolerate their pain, he came to the Yamuna, where there was a sacred place of Ananta on the chariot traveling as swift as the wind. That place was capable of destroying all suffering, Aganashanim. He thought that it could destroy his suffering. But his suffering could not be clearly seen. In the company of Balaram and Akura, who were eager to deliver Vasudeva and the others, he also developed a sense of urgency to do what is necessary. They arrived at the Yamuna at noon. The Vishnu Purana says, Gachanto javanashvena retena yumanatakam katam prapta madhyana samaye ramakrura janardhanaha. Balarama, Krishna, and Akrura reached the bank of the Yamuna at noon on the chariot yoke of swift horses. Because of the speed, others could not keep up with them. At that time, Nanda lived on Nandishvara Hill. Though the chariot moving in with great speed would generally not arrive so late at the Yamuna, the chariot went on in an irregular pace since he sent many messengers to console the gopis. And Sanatana Goswami's commentary. Like the gopis, Krishna also experienced the greatest pain. This is indicated by the word api. He was accompanied by Akrura and Balaram, who were at his side, giving him instructions and holding the reins. He arrived at the Yamuna suddenly and entered into it because the chariot traveled at the speed of the wind. The horses were swift, but Akrura used his whip to make them go faster. They arrived at noon, and there's the same Sanskrit verse. Balaram, Krishna, and Akrura reached the bank of the Yamuna at noon on the chariot yoke with swift horses. That's for the Vishnu Purana. The distance from Nanda's house to the Yamuna was only 12 kroshas. But Akrura arrived there only at noon, going quickly. Krishna had to console the gopis as well as to fool the cows and gopis who fell on the path. He went on a crooked path. Thus it took a long time to arrive. O King, Shukadev comforts suffering Parikshit, or he calls out because of his own pain. He arrived at the Yamuna, which destroys all offenses. Because of offending the gopis, Akrura intended to purify himself by bathing there. All right. Oops. So we'll go back to the verse. Bhagavan api samprapto rama krura yuto nipa retena vayu vegena kalindim aganashinim. So omagana timiranda sha gananjana shilakeya chakshur un meditam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. So several things that are very interesting here. I mean, there's many things that are interesting in this particular verse. First thing that comes to my mind is you, instead of having Krishna referred to as Govinda, which in the previous verse, in relationship with the gopis, here he's referred to as Bhagavan. Now, Bhagavan is not a primary name of God. We understand God has primary names and secondary names. Because primary names like Govinda, Gopal, Nandanandana, Yashodanandana, these are all primary names. Secondary names refer to Krishna in terms of his position. And even the word Bhagavan can refer to other personalities other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like sometimes in the Bhagavatam we have Narada Muni referred to as what? Bhagavan. Bhagavan Narada. You know, opulent. You know, it's not that Narada Muni has excuse me. It's not that Narada Muni has all strength, all riches. He's pretty poor. That's an opulence, actually. But he has a lot of renunciation. And he's famous, right? And he has knowledge, but not all knowledge. So anyway, so but still he's referred to as Bhagawan. So this name Bhagawan indicates that Krishna is sort of what? Shifting gears. Shifting gears means this actually whole verse in this whole part of the Bhagavatam is about Krishna shifting gears. And I'm going to explain what I mean. Krishna shifting gears from his intimate pastimes in Vrindavan to his Vasudev manifestation. Although he's the same person. But Krishna, when he shifts gears, as we're going to read from Gopal Champu and the other literatures in a second, but Krishna, when he shifts gears, he still doesn't leave Vrindavan. He still doesn't leave Vrindavan. For example, there's an interesting example. Later on, we'll read about Akura bathing in this ghat, which is actually called the Brahma Radha. Brahma Radha is the same place where Krishna showed all the residents of Vrindavan the spiritual world. In fact, that's the reason Akura chose that place, because he wanted to remind Krishna about, you know, his mission. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But anyway, so when Akura later on, of course I'm giving coming attractions, later on when Akura bathed, and he saw Krishna and Balaram, and also he saw the Lord as Lord Vishnu too, and Anantashesh. So there's like a, what did they say, a split there. That Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, so Krishna is showing that he's going to stay in Vrindavan. I mean, implicitly, he's showing that he's going to stay in Vrindavan. And at the same time, he's showing he's going to go with Akura on this important mission as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, I want to read from the Gopal Champu about this particular pastime, which is really interesting. Because what it illustrates is that... Anyway, let's read it. While Yashoda and the others made their carts move, Akura, going swiftly on a crooked route with his chariot, came to a holy place in the Yamuna named the Brahma Radha. He thought that if he went on a straight path, the residents would bring the two boys back. This is the same thing as the Bhagavatam. He had to keep the boys out of sight. The residents, being of simple mind, not understanding the crooked route, went south, heading in the direction of Mathura. So he just like went in the other direction. Of course, there was another reason, as mentioned in the purport, that he went to the Yamuna, because he was afraid of... he had committed a great offense by offending the residents of Vrindavan, which he did commit a great offense. And he thought by bathing in the Yamuna, then Papanashinam, you know, he could become freed from sins. Krishna also thought, too, by bathing in the Yamuna, he'd become freed from sins. He was feeling guilty. It's interesting. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead has a guilt trip. You know, how can I leave these gopis? And so, therefore, when he did go bathing in the Yamuna, he stayed in Vrindavan in his unmanifest form, Apakata, Leela, and his presence can be felt even today. So, but he cannot be seen. So here's another, let's see. Oh yeah, so I mentioned this. The Yamuna destroys all sins. Yamuna is the sister of Yamaraj. Oftentimes we go there, and we hear this explanation that if you go bathing in the Yamuna, then you won't get bothered by Yamaraj. So it's very interesting. The Yamuna is also known as the Kalindi, which is mentioned in this verse, which is, means she's the wife of Krishna. And she got introduced to Krishna by Arjuna. So also, that's an interesting story. So, here's a verse from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which actually further elaborates on this particular pastime. So Akura brought Krishna to Lord Brahma's lake, offered him many kinds of prayers, and consoled him with a continuous flow of logical arguments. In this way, restoring him to an almost normal state. In other words, Krishna was in an abnormal state, feeling, you know, great separation from the gopis, and as mentioned in the previous commentaries that we read today, he was continually sending messengers back. It was interesting. I guess he had a lot of people with him, and he was just sending messengers back, you know, I miss you, you know, I'm coming back, don't worry, you know, guilt. And so in the commentary in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it states that Akrura hoped that being a Brahma Radha, better known as Akrura Tirtha, would remind Krishna of how Krishna had given the cowards a vision of Vaikuntha, which is what I said before. And that memory might further remind Krishna of one of the purposes for which he had descended to earth, to kill Kamsa. And that's from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, 3.6.321. And in the Laghu Bhagavatamrita of Srila Rupa Goswami, there's another interesting verse about this. It's 1.5.461. It's also contained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna nyon yadu sambhuto ya purnam so jata paraha vindavanam parichaja sa kvachin haiva gachati. The Krishna known as Yadu Kumara is Vasudev Krishna. He is different from the Krishna who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Yadu Kumara Krishna manifests his pastimes in the cities of Mathura and Dwarka, but Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, never at any time leaves Vrindavan. Of course, you have the Brahma Samhita, which states, that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, but he's everywhere simultaneously. So, and then you have the description given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which Prabhupada quotes in the early part of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this, of course, is a very esoteric description of how Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, they had two children, that is, a boy and a girl, and that boy was Nandanandana, you know, Krishna Gopal, Govinda, and the girl was the Yogamaya who later on was brought to Mathura. And Vasudev and Devaki, they had Vasudev Krishna, not Vasudev Krishna, that's a difference. Vasudev Krishna, and when that Vasudev Krishna was brought by Vasudev to a Vrindavan, that Vasudev Krishna, merged into the Krishna who's there. I mean, Nandanandana. And it's described by the Acharyas, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Vasudev did not actually see that. You understand? He only saw the girl. And then he grabbed the girl, and he brought the girl with him, the Yogamaya. And so, you know, anyway, so Krishna always leaves in Vrindavan. So, let's get back to the point. Another point here in this particular verse is how Krishna loves his devotees, especially the residents of Vrindavan, but Krishna loves all of his devotees. And actually, we understand from Srila Rupa Goswami's descriptions in the Nectar of Devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that one of the qualities of pure devotional service is that one is able to control Krishna by one's devotion. Of course, a devotee doesn't desire to control Krishna. Obviously, I shouldn't be thinking, I want to be a pure devotee so I can control Krishna. Wow, want no, because the pure devotional service means anyavi lashita shunyam jnana karma navratam anukul yena krash krishnanu shilanam bhakti rutamam, that you have no gross or subtle desires or desires of liberation. You're simply enthusiastic, active, serving Krishna according to the way he wants, not as a slave, but voluntarily with devotion. And that's it. That's your whole consciousness. That's bhakti. It's not that, you know, karma misra bhakti or jnana misra bhakti. Karma misra bhakti means, of course, that you want something from your devotional service. What we're talking about, I was talking to someone last night about the demigods, and this person, which remained nameless, said, I really want to be a demigod. No, it's good. I said, not bad. Because akama sarva kama moksha kama dharati, what? Tumrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. I guess you can be a demigod if you want. Of course, we do have that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, shine punye, marcha lokam vishanti, that you go up there, and then after some time when your good karma runs out, that is, your bank account, then marcha loka vishanti, you come back to this planet or somewhere else. So it's not really something, but you know, at least it gives someone an impetus. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, four types of people approach him. You know, people who are looking for wealth. That's, you know, opulence, heavenly planets. People who are inquisitive. People looking for knowledge. Or people in what? Distress. Oftentimes I go to Krishna for that, you know. Save me, Krishna. Save me. I have to be honest about the whole thing. So, you know, four times. So, anyway, so it gives someone an impetus. It's like the carrot on the stick. And it gets someone going. And to brain a bhakti again, it makes someone enthusiastic. But pure devotional service is only to please Krishna. And when you start to execute pure devotional service, you get some benefits even from the beginning. You know, like relief from distress, all auspiciousness, etc., like that. That are the qualities listed by Srila Rupa Goswami. But anyway, so pure devotee is able to control Krishna. Krishna se tumar, Krishna dite par, Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him. I'm simply running behind you shouting, Krishna, Krishna. So there's an interesting verse that illustrates this, where Krishna actually describes his relationship with the pure devotees. And this verse is actually from the ninth canto in the story of Ambarish and Durvasa Muni. It's one of my favorite verses, in fact. Sadavo ridyam mayam saduram ridyam tvaham avanyat tanajata ti naham tebyo managapi. Where Krishna is describing to Durvasa Muni, who really tried to kill Ambarish Maharaj, because he was upset that he thought Ambarish Maharaj did not follow the proper etiquette, and Ambarish Maharaj did follow the proper etiquette. He just took a little water to break the Ekadasi fast. It was proper etiquette, it wasn't improper. But, you know, Durvasa, he has a temper to him. And so what happened is that Durvasa tried to kill Maharaj Ambarish with a demon, and then Durvasa Muni was almost killed too by the Sudarshan Chakra. And then Krishna describes to Durvasa Muni, here's the translation which I wrote down, I wanted to get it exactly. The pure devotee is always within the heart, is always within the core of my heart, and I am... And I am always in the heart of the pure devotee. My devotees do not know anything else but me, and I do not know anyone else but them. That's from the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Really important verse. So Krishna, just like in the battle of Kurukshetra, you know, Krishna became the chariot driver of Arjuna. Krishna was told by Arjuna, go here, go there, take me in the middle of the battlefield. You know, that's the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna just obeyed him. Of course, Krishna also had a mind of his own, too, and gave Arjuna instructions. So here's another quote from Prabhupada about love that Krishna has for the devotees. Devotional service of the Lord is very much obliging to him. There are many transcendentalists in different fields of spiritual activities, but devotional service to the Lord is unique. Devotees do not ask anything from the Lord in exchange for their service. Even the most desirable liberation is refused by devotees. Because we know the devotees don't even ask for the four types of Vaishnava liberation. You know, Salokya, living on the planet of the Lord. Of course, Prabhupada also said that we should want to go back to God. But because devotees were emulating prematurely, imitating prematurely, advanced devotees who say, you know, Mama Janmani, Janmani, Shure, Bhavatad Bhakti, Ahoy, Takichway. I'm willing to take birth after birth in the material world. So devotees would sometimes say that to Prabhupada, take birth after birth. Prabhupada said, no, she wanted to go back to Godhead because they weren't on a level where that would encourage them. You know, we have to be honest. So anyway, this is pure devotee. Devotee doesn't accept Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya, Sharshti, unless Krishna wants him to accept it. You know, he doesn't ask, you know, let me have Sharshti. Let me have your opulence. You know, let me have a form like yours, Sarupya. Anyway, thus the Lord becomes a kind of debtor to the devotees, and he can only try to repay the devotee's service with his ever-enchanting smile. Amazing purport, isn't it? The devotees are ever satisfied by the smiling face of the Lord, and they become enlivened. And by seeing the devotee is so enlivened, the Lord himself is further satisfied. So there is continuous transcendental competition between the Lord and his devotees by such reciprocation of service and acknowledgement. That's from the Bhagavatam purport in the third canto, Srila Prabhupada. And then in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, again, when Gopa Kumara finally meets Krishna in the spiritual world, it's what? You want that? The citation? 3827. It's important, isn't it? The name of the chapter? I don't know. You know, 3-8. 3-8. 27. So, I mean, all this is based upon the reciprocity. See, it's not that the Lord has favors either. The Lord reciprocates with everyone equally. You know, yeyatamam prabhajante tam sadaiva bhajamiham, and also he says in the Gita that Name Dvesho Stina Priyaha Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. I'm equal to everyone. I don't have any enemies, I don't have any friends, but one who renders service to me is a friend to me, and I'm a friend to him. So it's we can actually attain that position. So here's something from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. When Krishna greets Gopa Kumara, when Gopa Kumara comes back to the spiritual world and sees Krishna, he leaped forward and came close to me, compelled by the affection of his helpless devotee. I fainted in love at seeing him. He caught hold of me by the neck, and suddenly he too fell to the ground. And in the commentary it says that Gopa Kumara was already aware, at least theoretically, that Krishna is very affectionate to his helpless devotees. But now he learned that Krishna had affection specifically for him. Now just think about that. You know, if you learn, well, Krishna has affection for me, You know, you understand Krishna loves Radharani, he loves the gopis and everything like that. But he has affection. He's waiting for you to come back to be with him. Merely seeing Krishna was enough to utterly enchant Gopakumar, but this new discovery pushed him to the limit of ecstasy. In other words, the discovery that Krishna loves him. He loves him so much that Krishna was experiencing ecstasy. Krishna was the ashraya at that particular point. Normally the devotee is the ashraya, that means the repository of love, and Krishna is the vishaya, the object of love. These two words are important. But in this particular case, Krishna was the both of them were the repository of love. And just this following verse. A moment later, I reawoke and carefully freed my neck from his grasp. I stood and saw him on the ground, unconscious, covered with dust. He was moistening the path with his tears. And stated in the commentary, even though Krishna was unconscious, he was crying so profusely that his tears were turning the dust in the road to mud. Suddenly Krishna opened his eyes, sealed till then by a flood of tears. Seeing me, he joyfully embraced and kissed me. But then he looked around and became embarrassed. In the commentary, Krishna had become helplessly bewildered by love for his friend, and he was embarrassed by the thought that from his tearful reaction to Gopakumara's arrival, everyone would see this. So Krishna has all these emotions, you know, like guilt. I like guilt. Guilt and love for his devotees, intense love for his devotees. It's amazing. And Krishna feels in relationship to his pure devotees. It's an interesting verse, again, from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:32-22, famous verse, about how he cannot repay the love of his devotees. I'll recite the verse. Pariham niravajja sanyulam vasadu prityam bhubhuda yusha piyapa yamma bhajandur jara keha shrinkhala kham vrishya tadva patiyatu sadhuna. I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service even within a lifetime of Brahma. Your connection with me is beyond reproach. Your worship needs, according, talking to the gopis, of course, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your compensation. In other words, Krishna, they're feeling guilty. I cannot repay you. And so what does it mean for us? You know, here's the application for us. We're not, at least I'm not, on this particular level, you know, that Krishna's thinking, I cannot repay you. I'm thinking, I cannot repay Krishna. I'm grateful. I cannot repay Krishna. I cannot repay Prabhupada. But there are, or there is, one particular individual, at least we know, who is on that level, who we've come in contact with, who we can continually come in contact with, and that's His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And by pleasing, you know, we have this verse we chant every morning, Yashal Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yashal Prasada, Anagati Katopi. By pleasing Prabhupada and getting Prabhupada's blessings, if you use the plural, then Krishna is duty bound to give us his mercy. So we can actually utilize this particular dynamic between Krishna and his devotees, where Krishna is thinking of his devotee, devotee is thinking of Krishna, Krishna is controlled by the pure devotee. We can utilize it in the service of our advancement in devotional service. So we should think very clearly how to please Prabhupada. I mean, we may not be initiated by Srila Prabhupada, but Prabhupada is, you know, founder Acharya of ISKCON, the focal point of everyone's devotion, no matter who you are initiated by. If you're a member of the International Society, an actual member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so what you think, you know, how can I best render service and please Prabhupada? And not only the service, but thinking of pleasing Prabhupada. And of course, there's the basics, you know, chanting 60 rounds, following four regular principles, but somehow or other assisting in his mission to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And in this way, you know, Krishna will give you his mercy. It is guaranteed. It is guaranteed. Nanyas chintayanto mam yajanak pariyupasate tesham lechibiyuktamam yogakshema vahamyaham. That even if you have some deficit, you know, you're crippled or something like that, you know, there's some deficit or mistakes you're making, if you're an Anyas Achintayanto Mam, you're focused on pleasing, well, Krishna's devotee, then Yajanak Paripasate Tesham Lichipiyuktamam Yogikshema Hami. Krishna's going to actually make up whatever your deficits are. It's a verse from Bhagavad Gita, obviously. And Krishna will actually protect what you have, you know, whatever skills, whatever you have, Krishna will take care of you and protect you. And this will give us great assurance that whoever we are, you know, whatever our deficits are, if we simply stick to the service of the mission, then Krishna will take care of that. You know, like we talk about the deficit, oh, I want to go to the heavenly planets or something like that. Or, Krishna, save me from all this, you know, anxiety or something. That's a deficit. But if we simply act to try to please Krishna and his devotee, then Krishna will make that up. So, any questions or comments? We got 1 minute. What's that? Yes. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yasha prasada, Bhagavad prasada, Yasha prasada, Nagatikatopi. I mean, the motive should be, you know, I'm doing this to control Krishna. What? That's interesting. I haven't thought about that before. But if your motive is to be a pure devotee, I mean, if your motive is you want to control Krishna because you want something material, that's not service to the pure devotee either. That's a catch-22, yeah. That's a catch-22. You know, oh, I'm going to be able to control Krishna if I please Prabhupada. But Prabhupada is not just pleased by the externals. Prabhupada is pleased, like Krishna is pleased, with bhakti. Bhakti mam avijanati yavanyas chasmi tatvada. I mean, Prabhupada understands your heart. Isn't it? So he understands your heart. You know, he sees what you're doing externally, but he understands what's in your heart. So, I think it's time to end, isn't it? Because the clock has been set now to the right time, somehow or other. You reset it, right? No? It is reset. Yeah, but that was... It's 7:15. Okay. Yeah, so the clock on the altar is perfect. Krishna says, Kalo Asmi. I am time. Dandar. Doesn't have to be inspected. That's it. That's not one of them. Namam Ishwaram Sachet Anandarupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Rajamanam. Yasodami Yolokalad Davamadam Haram Rishtam Ajantagotu Rucha Gopya. Mohunetra Yubam Prishantam Karamboja Jumena Santangatetram. Moho satsakam patri re kanka kanta stita grivam damo dagaram bhakti vatam. Stita grivam damo dagaram bhakti vatam. Iti drikswa lila bir ananda kunde swakusham nivajantam akyapayantam. Narejita Gesu Matajita Gatwagam Unak Prematas Tam Shatta Vritti Bante.
param deva moksham nam moksha vidimba na chanjam prene hamba reshada piha. Idam teva purnatha gopala bhagadha satame manyas yavi rastam kimanyai. Idam te mo kambo jam achanta nilagai ritam kuntalai snigda ratai shagovya. Bimba Rakta Dutam Begi Manasavi Rastam Malam Rakshanabai. Dhammo dar Ananta Vishnu Prasida Prabhu Dukha Jalabdi Magnam. Ribatriste vris chati dinam batagnu grahade shamam mokyum megi yakshi drisha. Jau bhakta muchai vadyan vahat dvaiha muchitau bhakti vajau kritoja. Tata prema bhaktim swa kame priyagacha namukshe ho mesti damodareha. Namaste stu damne rajipti damne ge twatiyo dwarayata vishvacha damne. No. Namo Radhikaya Etva Diya Priyaya Ye Namo Nandale Laya Devaya Tuvyam Priyaya Sachidanandarupam Vasakundalam Gokule Vrajamanam Yato dami o loka tadavamana param vishnam mat gantat to ruchadopya